Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Thursday, March 28th, 2024. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we'd like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, this episode of Big Fish Small Pod is presented by MPT College Consulting. If you want to check out more on their services, just look at the screen below and you can check them out at mptcollegeconsulting.com. And Marlins fans, what a day it was yesterday with news, with the biggest news coming out of Craig Mish that the Marlins did trade John Birdie to the New York Yankees. It was a three-team deal also involving the Tampa Bay Rays and the Marlins receiving John Cruz, the 28th ranked prospect in the Yankees system, outfielder, and Shane Sasaki, outfielder from the Tampa Bay Rays. Wow, this deal came very surprisingly to a lot of us. I would say really so because how close it was to opening day and what it meant for the Marlins, losing someone and John Birdie, who's a veteran, who's a leader in that clubhouse, right before being traded, he was the longest tenured position player on the Marlins, to now being traded to the New York Yankees, where it looks like John Birdie will be the starting third baseman for the Yankees. They have some infield, some problems there, a little bit on third base, where John Birdie will give them some more of that utility, flexibility, could play all over the field for them in New York. But Marlins-wise, it seemed like John Birdie was almost the odd man out. He was due $3.6 million, which might be a little too rich for the Marlins' taste. And they did have guys who could play similar positions like John Birdie. You got Xavier Edwards, who's injured right now, but that's someone who could fill in that John Birdie role. Nick Gordon could play all over the field. And you also have Vidal Brujan, who they did trade earlier in the offseason for, also with the Tampa Bay Rays. With John Birdie, he is getting up there in age, 34 years old. The speed is not going to be there how it was before in his career, where he was the stolen base champ not too long ago. But I would say he was very successful, specifically these last 2 years. If you go by Baseball Reference, 2.4 WAR in each of the last two seasons, 4.4 WAR just in those 2 years for John Birdie, which you look at position players for the Marlins, that would rank pretty highly for them. For John Birdie, you know, who's going to fill that spot mentioned before Xavier Edwards gets back from injury. You have someone, Nick Gordon. You have Vidal Brujan. Jonah Bride looks to make the roster, is now a favorite to fill John Birdie's spot in the opening day roster for the Marlins. Someone, again, the Marlins got him from the Oakland Athletics not too long ago in this offseason. And for him, Jonah Bryant, again, looks like he's going to make the roster, fill in that John Birdie role. Younger than John Birdie. And you look at his statistics, Jonah Bryant last season, really, it was more, you could say, luck-based. He wasn't as lucky as maybe his numbers should have been. But the Marlins are looking like Jonah Bryant can maybe fill in to that John Birdie role. And then maybe they feel like they have multiple guys who can be like John Birdie. Again, all those guys I mentioned can play multiple positions. And maybe the Marlins feel like they can have John Birdie light in a way with those players and won't cost as nearly as much as they want to spend in $3.6 million. But from John Birdie, let's go ahead and quickly talk about these two prospects for the Marlins. To losing all those guys, John Birdie, they are getting John Cruz from the New York Yankees. And John Cruz, very young, I mean extremely young. He's only 18 years old, just a kid, John Cruz is. But he did have a fairly good season last year in the FCL. With John Cruz, again, you're going to get a little bit of power there just looking at some of his numbers. 10 home runs and only 177 at-bats. nice numbers there. Average was there at 294. Was really projected him to be almost as a breakout candidate in the Yankee system. He was rated relatively highly for someone who just got into the pro baseball just a year or two ago, and just really playing two professional seasons, signing with the Marlins from the Dominican Republic. And you look at his Florida Complex League numbers in 2023, 131 WRC plus, 10 home runs, 9 steals, and only 48 games, again, with those 177 at-bats. And you look at him in 2024, will most likely start in Jupiter with the Hammerheads there, just filling out a little bit of the roster there, see if he can improve on his season last season. Maybe he can go up the levels relatively quickly. This is the guy, again, the Yankees organization has been known to have some pretty good hitters in their farm system. And if this guy can continue that trend with the Yankees over here with the Marlins, then maybe it might have been a good trade. But again, if you're looking at it right away, it might not go so much in favor with the Marlins just because you're trading a guy who has so much major league experience, has been so helpful for the team for the last 5 seasons, for a guy who was only 18 years old. To go from that, let's go to Shane Sasaki, 23 years old, posted 130 WRC plus at high A last season. For him, this is the guy who's older, again, way older than John Cruz. He's 23 years old. And with Shane Sasaki, you are getting that older experience again in high A last season. 7 home runs, 39 RBIs. Walked 30 times, but also struck out 65 times. 12 stolen bases, has relatively good speed there. Does hit a lot for average, 256 at back, 301 average, which you do like to see. OPS of 840, and can really slug the baseball with a 465. And if you want to even go to low A a couple years back, 497 slugging in about 346 at bats. So this is a guy who could potentially move up the levels fairly quickly, and someone you can even see in maybe a year or so, just what he could do with the bat, hit for average. Again, you look at a couple years ago, 2022, really great season for him, a 324 average in those 89 games played. But career WRC plus 132 will most likely start in Double A Pensacola. But for the Marlins, losing John Birdie is going to hurt someone in his leadership, what he does for this clubhouse, for this team, not just on the field, but off the field. Really important when guys were injured last season. John Birdie played multiple positions, maybe sometimes positions where he wasn't, I don't want to say ready, but maybe so didn't have the ability to play those positions full time. You look at the shortstop position. John Birdie was coming into last season as relatively the main shortstop as the end of the year progressed. With John Birdie, 103 OPS plus for him last season. Really great, John Birdie. It's going to be sad to see him go. All of us here at Fish on First wish John Birdie nothing but the best in his Yankees career and so on. Amazing to watch John Birdie. It does suck to see him go, but we'll be happy to watch him succeed. This is Big Fish Small Pod presented by MPT College Consultant. Thank you.